Unit 15. The Self-Portraits.
Self-portraits are paintings that artists make of themselves. Many artists used self-portraits to practice their skills or to express their emotions. The self-portraits themselves can be beautiful or even shocking. They show lots of things about the painters who created them, too. Rembrandt van Rijn and Vincent van Gogh have created remarkable examples of the self-portraits. Rembrandt van Rijn was a Dutch painter who was born in 1606. He is known as the first artist to seriously study the self through art. He used light and shadow to develop his self-portraits. Art historians say that Rembrandt used self-portraits to improve his techniques. Throughout his life, he created more than 60 self-portraits. In fact, major events in Rembrandt's life are reflected in his work. For example, when Rembrandt was 34 years old, he was rich and prosperous. Self-portrait leaning on a sill, 1640, shows a confident Rembrandt. Self-portrait as St. Paul, 1661, shows a much sadder, aged man. Vincent van Gogh from Holland was born in 1853. Van Gogh is also well known for his self-portraits. Interestingly, 22 of his self-portraits were completed in a 2-year time period. These paintings show confused and disturbed images of Van Gogh. At the time, he was suffering from mental illness. Rather than using light and shadow, Van Gogh used vivid, expressive colors and strong brushstrokes to create unique self-portraits. His final self-portrait is both very sad and revealing. He captured his own image after he cut off a part of his left ear. It is called Self-Portrait with Bandaged Ear and was completed in 1889. The following year, he committed suicide. Artists have always had many reasons for painting self-portraits. For example, the model is always available and free. Another reason is that self-portraits may represent artists' desire for immortality. The painting will outlive the artist. Additionally, a self-portrait records a memory of the artist and may even help the artist further understand him or herself.